Whoever you are, we welcome you. Wherever you come from, we welcome you. Whoever you love, we welcome you. Whoever you are, we welcome you. Wherever you come from, we welcome you. Whomever you love, we welcome you. Wherever you are, we welcome you. Wherever you come from, we welcome you. Whomever you love, we welcome you. Whoever you are, we welcome you. Wherever you come from, we welcome you. Whomever you love, we welcome you. Wherever you are, we welcome you. Wherever you come from, we welcome you. Whomever you love, we welcome you. Whoever you are, we welcome you. Whoever you are, we welcome you. Wherever you come from, we welcome you. Whoever you love, we welcome you. Whoever you are, we welcome you.
Good morning. I'm Reverend Christy Anderson. Welcome to this very special worship service today. This is our annual tribute to the many gifts that are offered by music. The service was created by our talented music director, Hal Walker, who's highlighting the skills and hard work of the members of the four musical ministries that Hal facilitates. Besides almost 50 musicians, today's service also includes our minister, the Reverend Melissa Carvel-Zimmer, and Lee Brooker, who will share readings. And our music director, Hal Walker, would like to make an announcement.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for coming out for the dress rehearsal. That was really nice of you. This morning, in order to maintain an atmosphere of Sunday morning worship, we ask that the congregation please refrain from traditional applause. However, if you're so moved by a musical offering, we offer these worshipful alternatives to clapping. If the music makes you feel warm inside, maybe you try this. Let's try that. If the music makes you want to move, maybe you put your hands up in the air like this. If you feel the need to vocalize something, feel free to call out an amen or a sing it, sister. And finally, after the prelude, if you're so inspired, please feel free to rise to your feet and bring the house down with gratitude for all the wonderful musicians sharing their gifts today. Thank you.
May our chalice shine all through.
May our chalice shine all through our lives.
May our chalice shine all through our lives.
May our hearts be open.
May our hearts be open.
And may our minds be still.
May our minds be still.
May our truth be spoken.
May our truth be spoken.
May our lives fulfill this promise.
May our lives fulfill this promise.
This promise of peace.
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 music comes from deep in your soul. When you open your eye, you can feel the flow. Music is a courage to sing a song, and it'll calm the beast on a long drive home. Makes you happy, especially when you're feeling blue. Makes you sleepy, especially.
Are bombarded by sounds all day long. Music is just one of the multitude of invisible sound waves that compete for our attention. Yet music stands apart from other sounds with its mysterious, profound, and universal powers. Music helps stroke victims to regain speech, bonds strangers to one another, stirs us to social justice, calms anxiety, awakens memories for people with dementia, enhances the social and cognitive development of children, reminds us of family rituals, eases pains, add gaiety and beauty to life, to name just some of the contributions of music. Today, we celebrate the wide-reaching power of music by replacing some of our customary time for the spoken word with musical expression. You'll hear many musical styles, including European classical pieces, an African-American spiritual, and reprisal of a song the orchestra performed 2 weeks ago from the rock group Journey. We all have particular tastes in music and probably can't rationally explain why we like or dislike some music. Just as our musical tastes are diverse, so are our personal theologies. Some lyrics from the sacred songs you hear today will resonate with you to differing degrees, depending upon the song. I hope that you'll be moved by many of the pieces, and that you can find joy in knowing that those which do not lift you as much may be doing so for someone else sitting in your pew. The musical selections will be punctuated by some spoken words about the power of music. In the spirit of gratitude for a church that can exercise diversity, come, let us worship together.
Well, now is the time for all ages. Do we have people from all ages here today? On February 7th of this year, the Cuyahoga River Concert Series hosted a band called Earhart. Led by Grammy-nominated lutenist Ron McFarlane, the concert promised to be a powerful night of music here at the UU Church in Kent. I opened the show with a welcoming improvisation on the melodious can. Then, after introducing the band, I retreated to my usual spot in the rear of the sanctuary. For the first half of the concert, I sat alone in the back row, just me, my smartphone, and the all-too-familiar conversations that go on in my head. Oh, I could do better than this. The vocals just aren't quite right. They should have put the vocals through our sound system. You know, these guys really aren't that great after all. I'm disappointed. I found myself unengaged in checking out. So, in search of a distraction, or maybe a connection, something to soothe that empty, lonely place inside, I reached into my pocket and I got out my phone. Maybe a mind-exercising game or a nugget of some intriguing information from the cloud would help. Mindlessly, I searched for something more entertaining than the Grammy-nominated musician playing before me. At the break, my friend David Bagnani came up to me and said, "Oh, these guys are great, aren't they?" I nodded and agreed, but I didn't confess to David that I had been paying more attention to my Facebook news feed than the live music. Right about then, it was time to flash the lights and get everyone seated for the second half of the show. Now, David Bagnani has a passion for music. He's an ethnomusicologist, a world music connoisseur, and he travels long distances to hear cutting-edge music acts. In the realm of music appreciation, I can honestly say that I want what David Bagnani has. So when I noticed him sitting in the front of the room with an empty seat right next to him, it became clear to me. From that hidden part of myself that knows what's the right thing to do, I heard that still small voice, "Hal, move to the front row. Go now before it's too late." And with no further delay, I stood up and I walked directly to the front and the center. I took the best seat in the house and I watched my experience completely change. Suddenly, I was in the presence of four great musicians. I was inches away from a passionate drummer with sweat pouring off his brow. His every limb was dancing with the multiple divisions of every beat. His eyes were transfixed on the bass player, and together they provided the rhythmic foundation of the musical experience. The bass player was tall, relaxed, and easy on the eyes. The connection between these two rhythm players was vibrant and fun to watch. Earlier that afternoon, the drummer had confided in me that 2 weeks earlier he'd had a heart attack, and that the exertion of setting up and performing for this show was a lot to handle. As I sat immersed in his powerful energy, I had a feeling of love and compassion for this guy, with hope that he'll find a way to navigate the care of his body to continue providing his gift to the world for a long time. Sitting over to the left, Ron McFarlane maintained a quiet and powerful presence. His left hand flew over the frets of that ancient instrument. Within minutes, I knew that this music was something very special. And somehow, faced with the humanity of these musicians, my thoughts became friendly toward the lead vocalist, and all my complaints about the evening ceased. It seems that the front row took away my distractions. It freed me from my smartphone. I became a participant in the concert, rather than looking in from the outside. I was in the middle of the action, and I hungrily fed on the life force that was being generously offered to me. When I'm open to it, music interrupts the conversations in my head and pulls me into the moment. From that delighted place of attention, I turn to David Bagnani with wide eyes, a big smile, and a nod, laughing to confirm that it was true. "Are you seeing this?" In the front row, I felt connected. I experienced relationship. So I ask myself, in what areas of my life am I still sitting in the back row, carrying on conversations with myself, maintaining a comfortable distance, and checking the screen for those numbing distractions for the discomforts of the human experience. I ask myself, in what ways can I move to the front row of my life? That place where I'm available and engaged, up close and personal in my relationships. That place where I'm able to realize the hidden beauty in every situation and all my relations. So as we sing the children of their classroom, we sing, "You've got the light of love inside of you. So shine that light. The whole world now awaits you. So go on your way in peace and remember, we hold you. It's true, we hold you. Even though it might not feel like it, we hold you. I hold you. Even though I don't always act like it, even though I need to be held just as much as you do, I hold you. We hold you. From the front row, from the best seat in the house, we hold you." So we'll sing the children out now.
You have the light of love inside you. Go on your way in peace. Shine that light. This whole world now awaits you. Go on your way in peace. You have the light of love inside you. Go on your way in peace. Shine that light. This whole world now awaits you. Go on your way in peace.
To appreciate the sound, we have to learn to appreciate the silence. Surrounded by the sounds of our community, we'll practice sitting together and soaking in the silence. I invite you to join with me now in the spirit of prayer. Gracious Spirit of life and of love, we're here today for a reason. We came here hoping to hear something. We came here hoping to find something. Let us practice listening. Let us practice opening so we may hear the sounds. Sounds of beauty, the sounds of inspiration, the sounds of beloved community. And let us practice opening so we may find a little something to open our hearts. To grow our souls, to strengthen our capacity for service, to strengthen our capacity to serve life, to serve love, to serve beauty, to serve humanity, to serve you. Amen. And blessed be.
Thank you.
This is our first of five reflections shared by members and friends of the church. Last month, we lost a member of our congregation, Heidrun Hultgren. When Heidrun was brand new to the church, I saw her at a Hogwarts Yule Ball. It was primarily a family event for the children who participate in a program based on the Harry Potter stories. Seeing that Heidrun was there by herself, as I was, I looked forward to sitting and talking to her while the children danced to the music of Root Doctor's Revenge. As the music blared, I looked around for Heidrun. Gazing at the dance floor, I saw little girls twirling and frolicking to the rock music, along with Heidrun, who was doing the same. She danced effortlessly, swaying in rhythm, totally enthralled in the moment. I had noticed at church that when Heidrun walked, she had an unsteady, slow shuffle and appeared to have precarious balance. Yet she was totally different on the dance floor. Heidrun told me that she delighted in dancing because when she moved to music, her body responded with coordination and ease. In so many ways, Heidrun's body failed to match her spirit for life. But through the power of music, Heidrun was temporarily liberated from her physical constraints. For years, Heidrun has requested that the choir sing Ode to Joy in German. Unfortunately, she died unexpectedly before the opportunity arose, but we perform it now in memory of our passionate friend, Heidrun.
Freund geprüft wirft im Topolus war dem Wurm gegeben, und der Cherub steht vor Gott.
Three songs that I heard at different times in my life provoke the same reaction. I Come and Stand at Every Door by Pete Seeger, 1913 Massacre by Woody Guthrie, and Goethe by Chuck Brodsky. All three of these songs involve actual historical events where innocent children were killed by the actions of adults. I Come and Stand is about a little girl from Hiroshima who appears as a ghost begging for this not to happen again. 1913 Massacre is about the deaths of children at the hands of company thugs playing a prank. And Goethe is about a child in a boxcar going to Auschwitz, singing to her doll. These songs have all brought on a catastrophic emotional reaction from me at different times. Songs of children suffering are unbearably powerful for me. Thinking of these songs now as I write these words brings tears to my eyes. I grew up in the 60s, singing along with pop songs on the radio and vinyl. One song I learned by heart is in the category of what its author called hostile baby rocking songs. When my mother reached the end of her life in 1991 and I came to visit her at the hospital, and after we'd each said whatever there was to say, and she was too weak to say any more in any case, it popped into my head to sing The Baby Tree. There's an island way out in the sea, where the babies, they all grow on trees. And it's jolly good fun to swing in the sun, but you gotta watch out if you sneeze. You gotta watch out if you sneeze. It was as much a non sequitur there as it had been on Jefferson Starship's album, but it connected us for that lingering moment, the last thing that would pass between us and our lives. I've sung it from time to time in the years since as a meditation and with my newborn granddaughter and then grandson in my arms, the song's branches holding me secure between the past and the future.
Thank you.
This reflection is referring to the monthly sing-along of community members that was started by Hal and Matt Retrober several years ago. The community sing at the Kent UU Church really saved me from despondency during my cancer run. I first started going when Matt made the announcement at a Cuyahoga River concert, and it was the kind of thing I had always wanted to do, but kept putting off until I found someone to do it with. Well, after my first round with cancer, I decided I'd better quit waiting on other people and just go and do it. Chemo made me really sick. I came very close to dying from pneumonia by the end of the summer, and I didn't have any energy at all. It was hard to be happy, and I'm pretty much always happy. Anyway, doing the community sing was something that I looked forward to every month, and I always seemed to have the energy to sing. It was healing for me and renewed my energy, helping me to face the next 4 weeks until I could do it again. I don't know any of the people at the community sing in any context other than singing with them, but they are the people I look forward to seeing month after month. And so music has kind of given me this group of people who unknowingly bring me huge joy.
Single most powerful music-related memory I have took place when I was at an Indigo Girls concert in a little church on the Oberlin campus. It was an acoustic show on a very cold winter night. The U.S. had recently attacked Iraq, and there was a mood of anxiety. When the Indigo Girls sang an a cappella version of Finlandia, it was beyond powerful. It felt like everyone in that little church had the wind knocked out of them, but in a good way. I remember I literally could not breathe. When they finished, it was dead silence. The whole crowd was just stunned and moved and maybe also straining to breathe. Then one small voice whispered, "Wow," and the place erupted in cheers and applause. The effect it had on me, it made me believe on a primal level in the possibility of unity. I knew that everyone in that church shared the feeling of whatever had just happened and that it was truth. This writer referred to a tune known as Finlandia, which was composed by Jean Sibelius as a part of a symphonic piece celebrating Finland's history in the hope of stirring nationalistic feelings during the country's oppression by Russia. Many different lyrics have been paired with this popular tune, using both secular and sacred words. As an alternative to the two lyrics set to the tune in our UU hymnal, we will perform a well-known Protestant version.
Thank you.
We will now hear from some members of our stewardship campaign.
Hey, Marion. What's going on?
Well, I've been busy planning and thinking about the capital campaign. You know, money.
Well, actually, I've been busy planning and thinking about the stewardship campaign. You know, money. Do you think this is a problem?
As we're both going to the beloved community asking for money?
You know, the best things in life are free, but you can save them for the birds and the bees. So give us money. It's what we want. That's what we want. Yeah, that's what we want.
Well, you know, stewardship money helps to provide for our minister, our music director, our RE director, our nursery worker. It clears the ice and snow. It provides the heat. It provides the Eldridge Annex and Mary Beth and the copiers and the refrigerators and the pews.
Well, the capital campaign money is legacy. It's money that comes from the heart. The capital campaign case statement should have gone out to everyone by now, and it explains what we're trying to do on the capital campaign, which is build a new building, expand and improve our religious education space for children, and improve this sanctuary. And maybe we'd be able to hear in our new social hall.
Amen.
But I want to say, as co-chair of the capital campaign, that the annual stewardship campaign is extremely important. If we don't have a healthy congregation going into the capital campaign, then it's not going to be successful. So we need a successful stewardship campaign. I encourage everyone to be generous with the stewardship campaign, and we'll be talking to you about the capital campaign for the next few months and asking for money later on.
Your loving dreams give me a thrill, but your loving don't pay the bills. So give us money. What we want, that's what we want. Yeah, it's what we want.
Seriously. Stewardship campaign, stewardship money comes from the back pocket. It pays the daily bills. It says that I will, to the best of my ability, pay my fair share to keep the doors open and Unitarian Universalism living well in Kent, Ohio. It means that we will be there for our kids, for our friends, for ourselves, and for the larger community. We know that you are a generous people. This week, you have received the stewardship letter and brochure explaining all of our hopes and dreams towards living our mission in our community. During the next 4 weeks, members of the stewardship committee, our canvassers, will be contacting each of you to ask you to commit to do your part. And today, if you have any questions, please talk to us downstairs at the stewardship table. And if you have your pledge card ready to turn in, we'll take that too. And as a little special thank you in advance, we have a healthy treat for you as you all help us to raise the bar. Thank you.
I'd like to invite you to reach to the person next to you and take their hand or touch their shoulder. We close with these words from Khalil Gibran. Oh, music, into your depths we surrender our hearts and souls. Thou hast taught us to see and to hear with our hearts.
May the sun shine its rays upon you, the gentle embrace of love surround you, and the pure light within you guide you all the way home.
Go in peace.